The Stock Act bans members of Congress and senior federal employees from using insider information they get on the job to make trading decisions. It aims to close loopholes in a decades-old law that applies to everyone else but isn't clear about parts of government. Under the new law, feds and lawmakers have to disclose all trades worth more than $1,000. But those disclosures go online, and that's what worries Schaub the most.
We've been hearing these concerns, and we're listening to them. They are coming from a very broad range of federal employee groups and outside groups who are concerned about this issue of the privacy of these individuals being limited and revealed on the internet so that anybody can see it on a much larger scale than ever before. These have always been public reports, but it's an issue of magnitude. They're now going to be on the internet broadly. And typically lower level officials' reports don't actually get requested. Now they'll be so freely available that there is thought that some people will be viewing them.
Schaub currently works for the Government Ethics Office as its Deputy General Counsel. He testified Friday for the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee in his first nomination hearing. The Stock Act applies to about 28,000 federal employees. It covers certain senior executives, all political appointees, plus members of Congress. It requires OGE to create an online database for disclosures about trades. But Schaub worries that could lead to identity theft and even safety issues.
People fearing for the safety of their children to the extent that it reveals where they are at any point if they have certain assets that disclose things that would lead you to conclude where they are. But also overseas, we've been hearing serious concerns about safety. I know from international meetings we've had that there are countries out there who are very concerned about even having public financial disclosure at all because of the conditions where they are. And we've got employees who are over there in those countries.
Schaub says OGE is looking at its options for protecting personal information while also complying with the law's mandates. But he hopes Congress will go back and do some homework of its own.
If the Stock Act were changed to provide additional protections for these employees, I would definitely be in favor of that, because I think we can strike a balance between privacy and safety and make things publicly available enough to help the public understand the financial motivations and interests of its leaders.
Open government groups say the Stock Act is a win for transparency and accountability. Bill Moulton is director of federal information policy at OMB Watch.
It's certainly valid that they expanded the scope to include people inside the executive. They have just as much responsibility to act in the public interest and not in their own financial interest. And they have just as much information about contracts that are going out or decisions that are being made to file lawsuits against some companies. So there's still a lot of information inside the executive as well as the legislative branch that can be used, or I should say misused, for a person's own financial gain.
Moulton spoke with Federal News Radio in April, just after the Stock Act became law. He says he understands concerns about privacy, but he doesn't see any other options.
No one wants to violate people's privacy or expose private details of their lives unnecessarily. And if there were another way to create the kind of accountability that we need here without revealing these details, I think there'd be a lot of interest in it. But right now, these are the facts that you need. If you don't know, who owns stock and what and at what amount, then you can't be sure whether or not there's been a conflict of interest.
Moulton says the goal is to make sure public officials act in the public interest and not their own. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.